The eighth characteristic is truth has no requirements or demands.
Yes. In other words, truth being self-fulfilling and integrous has nothing to peddle. So there's no required memberships. Don't have to pay any dues. There's no regulations, oaths, rules. No threats if you want to leave or not participate. Freedom, therefore, is intrinsic, in which we'll get to later. You know?
And then the ninth characteristic is non-controlling.
Yes, this differentiates it from cults, in which the leader begins to want to control everybody. Down to minute details, their sex lives, how you should dress, whether you should have a beard or not wear a beard, or have a hat, or, you know, what would God care about whether you had or have wear a hat or have a beard? Or cults are characterized by not only control, but almost slavery.
The tenth is that truth is free of force or intimidation.
Yes, because the downside of cults, et cetera, is progressive, you know, brainwashing. All kinds of adulation of leaders, oh, master so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And all kinds of rituals, indoctrinations. These people are really programmed. They're really programmed, scientifically programmed. And you say, how could people seeking the truth be programmed to do the things they do? People don't realize how powerful programming is. That's why there's professional deprogrammers out there. Because once you've been programmed, you're blind and deaf. You see the desperate letters we get. Oh, my God, the letters we get. You know, people that are caught in cults and can't get out. The family can't get them out. The whole situation is desperate. Then they all take poison Kool-Aid and die by the hundreds, you know, from forced and intimidation, brainwashing.
And the 11th characteristic of truth is that it's non-binding.
Well, because spiritual truth is complete and total in itself. It has nothing to gain. So it doesn't have any regulations. It doesn't have any laws. No contracts. You don't have to sign anything. And the thing about oaths and pledges, you know, the wisdom says never go along with an oath or a pledge. Why? Because you're binding yourself in more than this lifetime. All kinds of horrible things happen to people. And if you research the karmic propensity, they took an oath in a lifetime. They took an oath. And the oath usually ends up, or may the reverse be my fate. The minute you hear that, watch out. Because you know what? Karmically, the reverse is going to be your fate because you just took an oath.
I've heard that. I've heard about
it. It's scary,
yeah.
Isn't it?
The 12th characteristic being freedom, yes.
Yes. Well, obviously, from you know, intuitively understanding spiritual truth, you would understand. Freedom is innate to divinity itself. Karmically, we are the only one who paddles our own canoe. It's by our choice and our options. So spiritual truth, then, would be exhibit the quality of divinity itself, freedom. Everything is voluntary. There's no adulation of people. People who serve a spiritual organization are the servants, and they do what they do. And there's no point of adulation and that kind of thing, you know.
And the 13th characteristic being commonality.
Yeah, that means recognition is dependent on what you are. Your reality comes out of what you have become and what you are now. Not as a result of some addition, external addition, the title or a trapping or an office or some extraneous power, you know. Recognition is a consequence of what you have actually become. We give people credence because we are believing in their integrity, huh? Not because they have some title. Huh?
And we're so lost in titles.
You know, that's in contrast to the cult leaders, who, you know, the only power they have is their title. But their knowledge of truth, you know, if you calibrate it, it's usually less than 200. Well, it's always less than 200 in a cult.
Well, I get nervous when I saw something recently, which was have everyone pray to me. You know, there's potential world destruction. Have everyone pray to me. And to me, that reeked of dangerous cult. Why would
Good
I pray
God,
to
yes.
you?
Pray to him. It's only human. If you calibrate him, you're going to find everybody's praying to somebody who calibrates about 195. It's only a person below 200 would even make such a
exactly.
claim.
Exactly.
You got it.
Exactly.